The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Global Connections to Employment.
Because it's Friday morning, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Love that song, Ain't Gotta Worry. Well, I have a little bit of a worry, I have to confess. It is the Georgia-Auburn game this weekend, and every year, oldest rivalry in the South, and I never know who's going to win it. And ironically, my guest this morning is an old friend I haven't seen in ages who just happens to be an Auburn fan of the, like, high-caliber hootin-tootin. You know, you see him coming in his blue and orange. Oh, my Lord, Mike Craney is here this morning, and he is with GCE. I can't wait to hear all about this, but welcome, my Tiger friend.
Well, welcome, and War Eagle.
I hear you. And I know you're not alone this morning.
No, ma'am.
And he has with him Nicole Willis, and she's with marketing for GCE. And I want to tell you a little bit about Mike first. Mike Craney serves as general manager of GCE Designs. He is a seasoned executive with deep roots in Pensacola, more than 30 years of experience in marketing, advertising, and business development. It goes on and on. He serves on multiple boards in our community, faculty member of Pensacola State College, on the Advertising Federation, Pensacola Chapter, East Hill Christian School Board, USO Advisory, Pensacola Catholic High School Advisory. I mean, do you have any time? I don't even know when you have time to watch football.
All the time.
I know. We find a way to make it work. So anyway, I'm excited to hear about GCE, Global Connections to Employment. So Mike, welcome, and Nicole. So tell us all about this. This is something I'm surprisingly not aware of.
Right. A lot of people in Pensacola are not aware of GCE, like you would think they would be.
So what does that stand for, Zach?
GCE stands for Global Connections to Employment. We're one of the largest private employers of people with disabilities in the entire country. We've been headquartered here in Pensacola since 1986. We have contracts in 14 states in the continental U.S. and Alaska,
wow,
as well as Washington, D.C. We do everything from custodial services, food services, IT support, contact center operations. We work with everybody from federal, regional, local governments, commercial businesses, you name it, we're there.
That's amazing, and I'm trying to understand why this has not been on my radar. So tell me more.
So GCE is part of LifeView Group.
LifeView. Heard of LifeView.
Right. And a lot of people recognize LifeView from Lakeview Mental Health.
Right.
Family First Network, and then Global Connections to Employment. There's 2,700 employees across the entire corporate organization, and 1,700 of those are within the GCE organization.
Wow. Okay. So this is a major employer. We're not fooling around here.
Right. And the amazing thing to me is that over two-thirds of our employees have some form of disability, significant disability.
Mm-hmm.
The mission has always been to connect people with disabilities with employment opportunities,
right,
which are very hard to find. We focus on skill building, personal development, and their long-term success.
Amazing. Well, you know, I come from a time where there was a time that it was hard for people with disabilities to find any kind of employment. And there was such a stigma attached. And over the years, I've been enlightened. I had the chance to work with ARC Gateway and be involved with that organization, which does so much in terms of helping with skills and that kind of thing and connecting people. But there was a long time when they were sort of the disenfranchised part of our society, way before the ADA Act and all that kind of stuff. If you had a problem or disability or you were different in any way, you were just considered unemployable.
Right. For people with autism, it's up to 85% of those people are unemployed, and about 39% are unemployed.
So, and see, that's so wrong because they are people. They have skills. It's
right.
Just a different, find the right spot.
It's someone said to me the other day, instead of the word disability, it should be this ability. And I think that is just absolutely amazing.
That's brilliant. I really, really like that. So we're talking with Mike Craney and Nicole, who are here with GCE, Global Connections to Employment, helping people with disabilities find employment and have a valued life in this crazy world. So if you have a question or are curious or have a comment, please text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. That's why we call it the expert panel, because we got the experts in the house right now. So Nicole, what is your role here?
I'm the marketing intern. I'm very new, second day.
Oh, okay.
But I'm excited. I really do believe in the work that GCE is doing, and I'm just really excited to get started in spreading that message.
Well, see, this is your first time on the radio.
Yes.
So you're going to plunge into the marketing world. And what's great about it, though, is it's a lot easier. I can tell you from having done a lot of marketing over the years, it's a lot easier when you love what you're marketing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big, big difference. So kudos to you. You're going to learn a lot from this guy.
Thank you.
850-437-1620. Would love to hear from you. Okay, so tell me more. Understand you have a new facility coming here?
Yes, ma'am. We are in the process of setting up a 8,700-square-foot production facility that will be our hub here in Pensacola for producing embroidery, decorated apparel, promotional items. We should be up and operational early 2026.
So when people are ordering those premium items, how do they designate that perhaps they want your company to take care of it versus another one? Because there's so many out there.
It's very simple.
Okay.
GCEdesigns.org.
Okay.
Or shop GCEDesigns.org.
Okay.
And if they go to the website, they can take care of everything right there.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
All right. So tell me, how did you get involved here? Because you have worn a few hats since I've known you.
Yes, ma'am. Quite honestly, it was the mission. Mm. I started out working with GCE as a consultant. This project has taken about 2 years from inception and ideation to launch.
Actually pretty quick.
Yeah. I started out as a consultant with them. And after spending time in New York with their team up there, with our strategic partner, and being immersed in that environment with those employees, it was kind of an answer to a prayer to find something to give back to the community and truly give meaning to other people, to plant seeds for trees I'll never get to sit under, that sort of thing. So when GCE called, it was a very easy yes, and it's exciting. And you know, I'm loving to watch all the people grow, both internally within the company, the new hires, people like Nicole who are joining our team. And that's the whole mission.
Right.
And that's why I took this role. It's that opportunity.
Okay. Well, we have a text coming in already. So question for you. Does GCE have an office working with handicapped people in Gainesville?
I do not have a contract list in front of me, so what I would suggest is go to gce.org and look under careers, and that has all of the locations where we have openings. If not, just call the main desk line that's listed on the website, and our fabulous person, Joyce, who will answer the phone, will be able to direct them.
Okay. So tell me a little bit more about the new facility. What is that going to mean, the impact it's going to have?
Our initial roadmap is that within a year, we'll have 12 to 15 employees working, doing apparel decoration, embroidery, shipping and receiving, all types of art, creative, all levels of the organization. That's the beautiful thing about this is, you know, disabilities and autism is a spectrum, and there are many places on that spectrum. So you have very high functioning people that can do a better job than you and I can.
Right.
So there, it's just everything's open. So 12 to 15 employees is our initial roadmap, depending on growth. There's a tremendous opportunity. We have 2,700 employees that we have to take care of.
Wow.
There are at least another 8 to 10 organizations just like ourselves that are part of the Ability One program that we are going to help support as well. So it's very much almost like an industry vertical type situation.
So it's not a competition.
No, ma'am. There are a lot of amazing apparel and promotional items companies in this town. You and I are friends with a lot of them. So it is a partnership. We also want to be able to help create vocational training that our employees may leave and go to one of those people or in other organizations within Pensacola, Escambia County, Santa Rosa County. and do that. So it's not a competition, it's a partnership.
Right, right. So what do you see now that you're kind of digging into this whole area? What are you finding, Mike, that is maybe the worst, would be the most common misunderstanding, prejudice, or stigma that prevents people from getting hired? What is the block that we have? How do we help break that down?
I think it is the inability to see past the visible difference.
That's good, yeah.
So whether it's a communication style, a processing style, people struggle with that. Difference is hard.
Right.
And so when you embrace the difference and recognize their skill set, that changes the game. That's the hardest part. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of people have that, oh, people with disability can't do that, or they can't do this. Well, no, they can, and a lot of times they're much, much better than the neurotypical people like you and I.
Well, we have to find a way to access that talent and recognize it, because you might not see it, like you said, because of a physical impairment, maybe a speech thing or a different way of processing. But if you can get past that and look into the intuitive underneath that, you'll discover, especially with people on the autism spectrum on the higher end, they're people that can memorize things really quickly. I've seen
brilliant,
like super uber genius, brilliant, and yet don't have good social skills.
Right.
And so we have that prejudice of, oh, you can't have a conversation like I'm used to, so you must not be at the same level I am, and that's not true.
And what I would challenge you to say is maybe they have better social skills than we do, because they're not concerned about the things that we are.
Oh, touche. So, touche. You know, yeah, they're more honest to just not BS any of us, for lack of a better phrase.
And here's the challenge I would ask you. Explain the color yellow to a blind person.
Okay, then. I can't use bananas.
No.
Interesting. Okay, I'll be thinking about that for a few minutes, and I'm going to bail out and say 850-437-1620. If you have an idea of how to describe yellow to a blind person, that's a great question. Okay, he's looking at me. Okay, do you have an answer? Do you have an idea?
Well, I have my answer, but everybody has their own answer, and that's the beautiful part of the communication, is that we all see and interpret and hear differently, but communicate externally differently, and that's the challenge that people have to overcome.
Wow. This is so interesting, and I'm so on the spot. That's going to bother me all day now. I'm going to have to think about that one. Okay, so in terms of what we're doing here locally then, so you've mentioned the numbers a little bit, and if someone's just joined us, maybe go over that again. So you're building this facility, and then that facility will have employees and the workers that come to work at the facility. Is that my understanding correctly?
Yes, ma'am. Well, we have 8,700 square feet of office and production space, warehouse space. 12 to 15 is the initial plan, depending on growth rate, we may go much higher quicker.
Right.
We want to grow in a paced manner. Success is important of the people who will be working for us, and that is what's more important. The business is about the mission, and that's really what comes first.
Now, I was looking at, you had given me a few notes, and one of them was the nationwide statistics. Talk about that a little bit, just to sort of put all this in perspective, because we'll be a microcosm of that here in Pensacola, but talk a little bit about that.
Nationwide, only 63% of working age people with disabilities, they don't have jobs. Okay. That's a huge number. We worry about a 5% unemployment rate in our economy, but imagine 63% of a population can't find a job. With our 1,700 employees at GCE, I can tell you that is a very underemployed portion of our world. We have amazing employees across all sorts of areas, and it's just mind-blowing. And I think that's the cover we need to take off of people's eyes,
right,
is that there is a community that wants to work, is willing to work, and it makes a difference for them both economically, their families. It changes family trees.
Of course.
Because if you can take someone, and we've seen this time over time, where they get a job, then they become self-sufficient, and then they live on their own.
Which is miraculous. And for them, self-esteem and... I mean, just a sense of confidence in self and being a participant in society.
Right. And it's just a rewarding, and they appreciate it. I don't want to say they. Our teammates appreciate it. We all appreciate it, because for me, I love seeing the smiles.
Right.
I'm like, I want that happiness is what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. And that's what they have. So it's an untapped opportunity for employers.
Okay, well, we're talking with Mike Craney, who is here with Lakeview Global Connections to Employment, and they're establishing a new facility here in Pensacola. So how can we help? What can we do as business owners and just as members of the community? In what ways can we help you make this work?
Well, I appreciate the offer to help make it work. I would go for a bigger ask.
Okay.
Is to help support the disabled and the neurodivergent populations, whether that's partnering with ARC or Autism Pensacola.
Great organization.
You know, things like that. The school district, all of those, they have these programs and they need help. Mm. They need support. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is a greater cause. Last year I worked with the Center for Nonprofit Excellence at PSC.
Right.
And we had 80 nonprofits in the room.
Wow.
And the discussion was that the audiences they all serve, there was a lot of overlap.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than competing,
right,
combined, rising tide lifts all boats.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be my challenge to our community is to say, hey, if you're a business owner, you're an employer, you're a manager, even if you're an entrepreneur, find a way. Look and see, how could I employ the disabled? How could I employ the neurodivergent?
Mm-hmm.
And challenge yourself. Open your mind.
Explain neurodivergent.
So neurodivergent is a very broad term. Typically, most people associate it with autism.
Right.
But okay. That can also be ADD, things like that. Mm-hmm. So it's a very broad category.
Okay.
But it's a much more appropriate term than some
sense.
Of the things that we grew up with the boomer generation.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We're here with Mike Craney and Nicole with GCE Global Connections to Employment. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. So I've got a couple questions coming in here this morning. First of all, do you primarily handle autistic handicapped people, or is your staff trained to handle handicapped persons like
Our staff is trained to handle a wide range of disabilities.
Uh-huh.
So getting that specific, I would say, you know, let's talk offline.
Okay.
Let me make sure. But I'm going to feel very confident and say the answer is yes.
So then what they would need to do would be to call your organization.
Yeah.
And what's that number? How can people reach you?
GCE.org.
GCE.org.
Okay, you paid me back. You put me on the spot.
That's okay. Someone, one of our listeners has helped me out with that question, and I'm going to give it to you in a minute here.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. So someone has texted in, and they've actually mentioned a specific store, but I'd rather not do that online. But I know this is true. I'll kind of paraphrase this, that in the past I've seen in grocery stores a lot of people with disabilities that were there packing the bags and that kind of thing, and I'm not seeing that anymore. Has that changed for some reason?
Not that I'm aware of. The grocery store chain that I go to, they still have an inclusion program, for lack of a better word.
Right.
And I still see those people working. You know, there's a lot of things that go into it, Meg. You have physical challenges, stamina challenges. There's also what's called the Social Security cliff.
Mm.
A lot of these folks are receiving Social Security benefits. The challenge is if that they make too much money, they lose those benefits.
Okay, right.
So it's a fine line, but also it's, you know, maybe some levels of disability don't allow for a 40-hour week, okay? You change the job to their ability. So,
right.
Okay, if little Nathan, you know, if he can only work 4 hours a week, that's what he can handle, then that's what you schedule him for.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So in the process of that, so for example, I have a family member or a friend, a neighbor, and I know that they have a disability of some type, they're looking for work. What would be the process? Do I call you and have them come in for a consultation? Do you have counselors that help place them, or how does that part of it all work?
We have an amazing placement team at GCE, so what I would do, again, gce.org, and look at all the careers and jobs available. You can call. You can apply online. We even have a facility set up at 2001 Northeast Street where people who need help applying.
So that was the thing right away. You have a little bit of a stumbling block in a
right.
way.
But, you know, we do a lot to make sure the website and all the application process, but we actually have people on staff mm-hmm. that are there 5 days a week that you can come in the door and they will sit with you and help you through the application process.
Oh, great. Okay.
And then our HR employment team is absolutely fantastic. They handle all that process. They've been doing this for a number of years. So, mm-hmm. so they have it all just laid out, very processed. So it's with 1,700 employees, it's not something you just kind of say, oh, we're going to do this.
Right. Point well taken.
Yeah.
Is there any age restrictions or anything that might restrict someone from the process?
Well, age restrictions will typically vary with employment laws.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
In this case, what we've found is most of the time, it's once they turn 18 and they age out of the system.
Gotcha.
Okay. Physical limitations, that's going to be on them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, there's certain things that we'll have to look at.
It's common sense. I mean, yeah.
But it's, I will tell you, it will blow your mind. Don't sell them short.
Don't prejudge.
Wow.
Because
the abilities that they may come out with, you never expect.
Right.
And it's amazing to see.
Yeah, and very gratifying, I would imagine.
Oh, absolutely.
So how long have you been doing this now, Mike?
With GCE?
Mm-hmm.
I'm 7 months.
Okay, this is what a good fit for you. This is wonderful.
Thank you.
I'm very excited to see you kind of leading the charge here.
So, well, I'm very blessed. We have an amazing team at LifeView, mm-hmm. Lakeview, and GCE. I could sit here for 20 minutes and read off names, you know, everybody from Kelsey in the marketing department mm-hmm. to Allison Hill, mm-hmm. our CEO, you know, number seven of the top 100 women-owned businesses, Dwight Davis, our president of GCE, all the people from New York, Patrick, mm-hmm. Tim, Marissa. It's just an amazing team effort. So it's about 40 people.
Okay, so it is a business structure, so it's not a nonprofit. But
yes.
do you work with nonprofits?
We are a nonprofit.
Oh, you are a nonprofit. Okay.
Yes, we are part of GCE LifeView.
I got you. So you are a nonprofit.
Yes,
so then my next question would be is that if I'm listening this morning and I want to donate, possibly financially, or I have a business that wants to possibly sponsor an upcoming event or some part of what you do, are those possibilities available?
Yes, they are. The beautiful thing about this is that a very wise person once said to me that nonprofit is a tax status, not a business model.
Correct.
So.
Amen.
Right. So.
And run a few nonprofits and say amen to that.
Right. So you know the challenges with philanthropy.
Absolutely.
We are self-sufficient, self-funded.
Okay.
Starting out. Okay. That we came into the market that way mm-hmm. because there are so many other deserving organizations that need that funding.
Gotcha.
If somebody wants to donate, I would ask them to call GCE mm-hmm. And start there because they have LifeView has an overarching philanthropy program. We're just a subset of it.
Gotcha.
So look at how they can help the whole organization rather than just GCE Designs.
Okay, so I assume the same would apply then. We've talked about the individuals that might want to get work, but then the employers that are willing to actually be a part of this process and hire, they would also go to GCE.org.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this is so exciting. I'm very excited to learn about this. This is really neat.
Yeah, we'll have to have you do a live remote one day. We'll put you
put
you on an embroidery machine and see what you can do.
No. Do you know what? Trust me, I know what my limitations are, okay? My sister was the Martha Stewart of the family, not me. But I'm enthusiastic.
I know. That's what we like.
I can stand over the shoulder of somebody embroidering and go knit.
There we go. See, take your number. There's our first volunteer.
Let's go. I'm in.
All right.
Sign me up. Okay, got a great response. You earlier asked me a question about how do you describe yellow to someone who's blind. So, Eddie, I'm giving you the star for this morning for this answer. You ready?
Yeah.
It's really good. Yellow is warm as the sun.
Absolutely. Spot on. That's the exact same answer I would have given
you. Oh,
okay. That's beautiful, Eddie. Eddie, congratulations.
Yes.
Great job.
Yeah.
Make sure Meg sends you a shirt.
There you go. Now I'm all getting all choked up now about all that. So just a great organization, GCE, Global Connections is employment. Is there anything, we've got just a couple minutes left, anything you haven't mentioned that you'd like to get put out there to folks that are listening this morning?
Really, I think going back to what we talked about inclusion and understanding and embracing differences, that would be the big thing. Don't prejudge.
Open mind.
Open mind. Absolutely.
Okay. What a great message. So excited to have you here, Nicole and Mike. It's been a pleasure. Great to see you again. Sorry, but I got to say it. Go Dogs.
War Eagle.
We'll be back with Pep Talk Physicals Expert Panel. And again, that website,
GCEdesigns.org.